from the closet with the 130 News.
Take a break. Here's my note. Oh, my goodness.
You okay?
What the hell is going on?
May have lost him.
So
it sounds like he fell off of something very high.
Yeah, it did.
Was he on a...
I think he's back.
Cheap, rickety...
Back.
Balsa wood ladder.
Am I back?
You're back.
Yeah.
Back.
Oh, you sound great.
Back.
How do you sound
good
better?
Grief.
Doesn't he?
Wait.
What happened?
He sounds way more clear. Did you...
This sucks.
Oh, he can't hear us?
Can you hear us?
Oh, no.
No, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
What happened?
Well, I'm in a very tight spot, Blake.
You do sound really good, though.
I'm now
you
going
sound
with...
better than you did a minute ago.
I'm now going with the handheld mic.
Ah. Kind of stalking the stage.
Yeah, exactly. Back and forth with a cigarette.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the deal?
Leather jacket.
The rest of the house right now, the people who are not in the closet, are currently watching the doorbell video of me saving the car that slid down the driveway because the emergency brake was not engaged.
YouTube it.
I don't think I'm gonna. It's really embarrassing. Yeah. You know what? It's like a lot of things where I thought the car was moving a lot faster than it was.
So you're all flailing and...
Yeah, you can hear me going, OS, OS, OS. But the car is... It's barely moving. Like, at all.
Dude, I almost had you.
It's full Fast and the Furious. More than 1 million Texans, Dan, without power.
Damn.
As this winter storm results in outages that will continue into tomorrow at minimum. Does your family have any sort of contingency plan here? Like, what are you going to do with, not show-wise, but what are you going to do if the power goes out over there? I mean, you don't have
any
friends.
We have a fireplace.
And?
And... That's about it right now. Last night, again, we had electricity, so at least when we all went to bed, we did not have heat. But then it turns out, here's what I learned this morning, because the gas was kind of back a little bit. I told you our gas line got very weak last night.
Yeah.
But then the gas was back this morning. But it turns out... that if you don't have electricity, it can't kick on the thing that pumps out the gas. So, like, the heater won't work if the electric goes out. So you could have all the gas in the world, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and I know you told me a little bit about, like, your, I don't know, HOA may not be the right word, but just your community text thread regarding hotels.
Yeah.
Which I imagine are going
to
be...
Did you find any luck there, or did you call those?
Well, so I called 5 different hotels. We were actually booked at one. One that actually has an indoor water park. So we thought this might be a little interesting staycation. And they called us back at about 10:30, which is why we ended up at a friend's house in a closet, and said, we're shutting everything down. And I called 4 other hotels, 3 of which were completely booked. And the one that wasn't completely booked said no check-in until 3. And we cannot supply you with an early check-in, an early arrival, because we were completely booked last night. So I would imagine those places are getting some serious business in the event that they can keep their rooms warm and keep people...
Yeah, there's the rub.
Fed. Yeah. So, I don't know. It sounds to me like you might want to have a backup plan over there, though, Chief.
But I don't. We're all going to be sleeping in front of the fire, I think.
Well, I'm saying, like, maybe now is the time to, you know, not just you, like, a P1
book
out there.
Book a room, though?
Yeah.
A just-in-case room?
Yeah.
And then not go to it?
Better than freezing, right?
Well, I don't know. You've just indicated that every hotel is booked.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're talking about this Wednesday-Thursday situation. So you do have a couple of days there.
Book one for Wednesday night, just in case. Yeah.
I don't think that's a horrible idea, man. What the heck?
You don't seem to have a backup plan for anything you're doing today.
Well, again, I'm in a female closet, which comes with its own degree of peril.
What's a female
closet? Jake's she shed.
Yeah, I'm in the she shed. I'm in Cheryl's she shed. What's Mino's deal? Like, is Mino just going to live at the station for the next 5-6 days?
I currently have power at the village. I did this morning. And we've been accommodated here. The board ops have. We've gotten rooms at the W this week.
Wow.
But, shout out. That's really cool for them to do that. But
so
I'm hearing
for bad weather.
I'm hearing the W doesn't have power at the moment.
Oh no.
So I'm either going to stay there, hopefully it kicks back on, or go back tonight, hoping my place still has power for the evening and just kind of keep this as a reserve, as a White House if I need it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing, Jake.
A little
so
Super
if you're
Bowl
saying,
cowboy.
Yeah.
What if I run out of power, or my power goes down on Wednesday because of the big storms that are coming?
Mm-hmm.
Won't whatever local hotel I choose also not have power?
Well, my thought initially was that they're running, you know, generator power that is, you know, they're well prepared for this. And I think whenever you and I talked, like, super early this morning, that was my plan. I talked to Kat and thought, all right, well, hotel, certainly they have what it takes to stay open no matter the weather. But that notion was quickly dispelled when they called us and said, yeah.
You just laid that out for me, and then you yelled at me for not having a hotel set up for Wednesday.
Well, I guess I'm more saying maybe by Wednesday they can prepare for it, and at least if, in the event that they do prepare for it, you will be one of the people who has shelter.
I
don't know.
If you're in a hotel surrounded by a ton of other rooms,
yeah,
the heat dissipation will not happen like it will here in
my mansion.
Poorly insulated house.
It's much colder here than it was at my apartment. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we're above a garage, too.
Yeah.
This is basically an attic that there is no insulation in here.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad when I left this morning.
Yeah, it's a weird thing, too. Like, I'm sure you've experienced this, Dan, but in general, we don't really run the fire whenever baby is awake. And if we ever do, we tell her, fire danger.
Do you have the baby gate over in front of the fire?
We do. Like, yeah, we have the iron great gate. But this morning we're like, you need to put your hands over here.
Yeah.
So that's a weird swerve to try to pull on them whenever, you know, 99% of the time it's fire danger.
Is that more of a mixed message than go knock on that guy's door and he'll give you candy? It's fine.
Or here's a book about successful females, and it's Hillary Clinton.
Or you're not supposed to touch the dog here.
Okay.
That's not a message, Blake.
She popped the dog one time, and I mean, we were...
We need a Conrad drop of that. Whatever that act is.
But yeah, Dan, it's like Hillary proved that girls can run.
Can attempt to be president.
It's like, yeah, but...
But wait, has
she lost, though. So, what's
still
the message?
Still had the idea, though.
Okay, we're going to call that the 1:30 news today, and I'm going to figure out if I can get this microphone
that
situation
was,
figured out.
That was informative and entertaining.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. So, Blake, what time is MCCONAUGHEY?
210.
Do you have a tease for what's next?
Calls.
Okay, calls are next.
Cowboys off season.